Hello, my deliciously fragrant flowers grown in the garden of Persephone. My name is Jessie, and welcome to my podcast, Tea with the Gods. This episode is going to be a frequently asked questions kind of thing, where none of the questions really warrant their own episode, so I decided to bundle them up all nicely together. These are all questions, concerns, and misconceptions I get asked about frequently from baby Hellenics, and I want to clear up right in the beginning because it'll make worship just so much easier. I know these particular topics I will be touching upon cause a lot of stress and anxiety, so my hope is that I can ease your nerves, which will allow you to begin building your worship without reservations. So I hope you got your favorite tea in your cute mug all ready, because it's time for some Hellenic FAQs. The first slice from my cake of wisdom is, you do not need an invite from a god in order to worship them. You don't need a sign or a call or them reaching out to you to begin worship. All you need is a desire to worship. That's all. You can approach any god you want to connect with, unannounced and uninvited, and I promise you it'll be fine. They won't find you annoying, disrespectful, or obnoxious. Remember, gods want and even need to be worshipped. It's part of the whole being a god gig. This isn't ancient Greece, where people are raised knowing, loving, and fearing the gods, which means the door to worship is not only always open, it's completely off its hinges. I get it, though. It is a nice feeling thinking that a god is reaching out to you. It makes you feel special. It makes you feel wanted. And those are things we are all desperately looking for in one way or another. Which leads me to my next slice from my wisdom cake. You are good enough. I get a ton of questions with the theme of feeling like they are not good enough to worship the gods. I fully relate to this feeling. When I first felt the urge to worship Aphrodite, I ignored it because I didn't think I was worthy of being in her inner circle. But that's not how any of this works. The gods want to be worshipped, and there's really no prerequisite or you have to be this tall to ride the ride sign. All that matters is that you have the desire to serve the gods. And let me assure you that you are still very special and very wanted, even if you are the one to initiate the relationship. And that relationship is just as valid and on the same level as any relationship where the god called out first. I know a lot of you listening right now are thinking that you're not good enough. Like, who are you to even think about knocking on the door of a god in hopes of being let in? But the reality is, you are good enough, and the gods are happy to have you. My next piece of advice for you is, don't put so much focus on communication. This is a big topic of concern for those just starting out. So much so that I will be dedicating an episode specifically to this. But for now, let me encourage you to try not to think much about communication. Contrary to what the online community seemed to portray, being a pagan doesn't give you an instant phone line to the gods. It's not that easy. Communicating with gods is tricky because it's different for everyone and for every god. So please don't get discouraged if in the beginning you don't feel anything or get any signs. That's common and very normal. It also doesn't reflect badly on your relationship if you struggle to feel their presence or communicate in general. So try not to give into toxic comparison or fall into something I call the Tumblr trap. What's the Tumblr trap, you ask? Well, it's my next piece of advice for you. And it is also when you look at what you see online as being the only way to worship or the way you have to worship. I call it the Tumblr trap because I'm mostly active within the Hellenic community on Tumblr, but the concept applies to any form of social media. It is always important to remember that we genuinely only share the good moments and our achievements online. So what you're seeing is only a snapshot of someone's devotion, not enough to try and compare yours to. You can easily feel defeated if you believe that this religion is nothing but nonstop signs and communication, or just one awesome life-changing moment after another. Believe me, it's not like that at all. We all have unique and personal relationships with the gods, so don't try to mimic someone else's devotion. And with that said, let's move right on to our next little wisdom nugget. Yes, they're nuggets now instead of slices of cake. You're getting a buffet. Make your worship personal and unique. I've never connected to any organized religion because I felt that religion, spirituality, your relationship to the world, and higher beings are all extremely personal. So who the hell is anyone else to try and tell me how I'm supposed to interact or receive God? If you can't already tell, I'm not a fan of being told what to do. Like, at all. And I value my own autonomy. So the fact that I get to build and shape this religion to be truly my own is one of the main reasons I love it so much. I crafted it with my own hands, with guidance and influence from the gods. And that is the biggest point I want to emphasize. You can and absolutely should strive to build your own personal and unique devotion. Don't be afraid to shake things up and do things differently than everyone else. Remember, there's no one way to worship. Only your way. And my last nugget of wisdom for you, don't be paralyzed with fear of offending the gods. It is 100% understandable to feel nervous and even fearful when approaching the gods. They are all powerful beings and their myths don't exactly paint them out to be sympathetic or understanding. So I can see why people are so worried about possibly screwing up and pissing off the gods. But the truth is the gods aren't as cruel as the myths make them out to be. We'll discuss the role of myths in a later episode. They aren't that easily offended, and even if you do upset them, getting back into their good graces doesn't require you to battle the Minotaur or go through labors like Heracles. Usually you just need to apologize and all is forgiven. But the thing I really want to convey is that you can't let fear stop you from actually worshiping. As I said before, the gods want to be worshipped, so it does no one any good if you are so afraid of making a mistake, you don't do anything. So don't let fear hold you back from having a relationship with the gods. And that's all I got for you today, my sweet flowers. I really hope this episode helped clear up some things for you and banish any doubt or worries you were holding on to. Please take my words to heart because they are genuine and true. You are absolutely good enough, and your worship is yours to do what you will with it. So don't chase perfect. Instead, focus on the fun, the magic, and the uniqueness. Worship the gods like only you can. Next time, we're going to finally get into actual worshiping and discuss offerings. Everything about offerings and how to give them, what to do with them afterwards, and all that and more we will be discussing. So I hope you'll join me then. As always, thank you so very much for listening, and may the gods smile down on you. Bye, guys.